All right, so this is another dragoon thing. I just did on renewable, so I'm the same level of drunkenness that I was when I was doing that one. The vodka and everything. I just figured I'd... It's expensive to get drunk, okay? Again, as I said, I'm a college student. It's just too much.
And now, live from New York.
Actually recorded earlier.
It's your friend Dragoon.
Not actually Dragoon.
All right. So for this one, I'm just going to do a blunty thing. I was going to look at the latest episode of Meat Space, which I hate. I'm really sad to see what Blunty's become, especially after he would complain about how stupid people are on the internet, especially internet dating, and now he's become like a parasite. It's really pathetic. And I'm sad. I'm pissed I ever defended the guy. Just because it's really... It's like a reality. He's like American Idol. It's just hard to ever associate yourself with him. I can't find... I'm looking through his videos. I can't find the latest Meat Space. I see vibrator batteries for Pop. I don't know what Pop is. Is that Pop? Why is he doing that? Vibrator batteries. It's kind of adult. Okay, yeah. Alright, this is... Alright, yeah. Meat Space Episode 7. Vibrator batteries for Pop. I'm watching it now. Alright, it's 10 seconds in right now. 11 seconds. 12. 13. All right. Hopefully you're caught up. All right. So I'm doing that. I think I watched this. I don't remember anything. Oh, yeah. The Wii again. Oh, God. All right. So I'm kind of long round about vibrators, which I think everyone gets. Vibrators are gross. Okay. Some more video game commentary about the Wii. About Blunty's own personal opinion about the Wii. God, I don't give a shit. Oh, I'm starting to get a headache. Well, not really. I'm gonna stand up. I'm sitting down. Fuck. I'm sitting down again. All right, I'm standing now. I'm kind of lightheaded. It's Tetris. Tetris is awesome. All right, Wii again. God damn, who gives? Who watches this thing? Goes like. Alright, the first comment I'm seeing is by Fibamasta Hevib. It says hilarious. Because the guy's a fucking idiot. Apparently, it's hilarious to talk about the Wii for 2 minutes and 21 seconds. You know what? Here's a joke about the Wii. Hey, I'm swinging my nunchuck thing with the Wii. I'm jacking off with the Wii. There you go. That's funny. That's hilarious. These guys fight over the Wii. Good one, Steve. Steve. Even though he's not Steve, he's the new Steve. MeatSpaceOnline.com. I wonder what that's like. Alright, let's look at the comments. Hilarious, as I already said. Mitch35542 says LOL. Which I say LOL. I guess people say LOL. I always say LOL. Just because it seems easy. It's funny. Craig Jinzana 1000. God damn it. I freaking hate YouTube names. Finally a new one. Yeah, it really paid off, idiot. Webhead1023. That's awesome. With no E in the awesome, it's just awesome. GOP, I guess, I don't know. Let's say Republican Ikumar W283. Posted this 3 days ago for my own coin. Sweet blonde for your pleasure. Fast. Oh, okay, cool. It's a spammer. That's cool. You know what? It says fastloverfun.com. Let's check that out. All right, we're taking this away. Fast lover. com. This is my personal computer. I don't have parents to go, oh my god. Alright. Yes, success. Apache's working on cPanel on WHM server. It's White Mage server. Trademark. If you can see this page, and the people who manage the server have installed cPanel Web Host Manager. Alright, so this is... The bot was stupid. Alright, other comments. Sorry, that would have been funny, but I guess not. Okay, now since I'm back, it's starting to play again. I don't want to watch this again. Ah ha 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 ha, it rocks. There's a Z at the end, not an S. By Diamixon. Tomadrummer 543. Yo, nice. Goddamn. You got bricked. Hilarious and nicely made. Great job. Beaner dude 08. Blowing to you, rock. With no C in the rock. And you, just with a U. See, this is the comp. This is the great. Whatever. 51,000 views for this stupid thing about the Wii. So basically, I wasn't really listening when I was reviewing it. It's, I guess it's kind of counterproductive. Yeah, vibrator. Shut up. So Pop Bubbles. Alright, so he basically made a video about a game that he does, that he finds fun, but I guess useless. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck his point is. I don't want to know. But basically, people find this funny. Because he's talking about a game. I'm going to check out You Got Bricked YouTube's page. Run over a Lego short. Let's look at that. Hope it's porn. This is my first stop motion video. I decided to use Lego models for my films. This is just, it's my bullies. I hope you enjoy it. Film and animation. Run over. It's 12 seconds long. Oh, God. Oh. I gotta piss. The Lego Ultimatum. That's one of his favorites. Nice pants. Lego animation. I like pants. Let's look at that. Nice pants! Exclamation point. There's something running in the background. I guess this is a minifig. Annieboom.com. Is that a popular site? I've never heard of it before. Alright, this is a CGI Lego minifig. No one cares about that. Here, let's... You know what? This turned out to be horrible. Let's look at one of Blunty's stupid... I'm sitting down again. I'm sorry, guys. I keep sitting down because I'm tired. But I'm gonna... Alright, I'm gonna spin around really quick. Well, I'm not really spinning around. I'm just turning right to left. Alright, slight differences. Are you stalking me? No. No one's stalking you. So no one gives a shit. Flaggots. How would you change it? Here, let's look at the other Meat Space episodes. By the way, Meat Space is such a totally funny name. It's so deep. Because it's meat and space. Sony one, alright, this is the one that started everything. This is the one that started Meat Sauce, so this is the one that we had to watch. Sony wants to eat your brains. This one, you know, I've taken philosophy courses, I've read some of the great literature of the world. This one's a work of pure brilliance about Sony. Oh, wait, it's about Lord of the Rings Online. Okay, they're talking about Dungeons & Dragons. My friend plays that. I don't know anyone else who plays that. Oh, God. This is so fucking boring. LOL, very funny. Sony not done with you yet. Now take off your pants. I wonder if that's a metaphor for how Sony rapes everyone's wallets for money for the exact same things that other people can give but for cheaper. Or it was more likely just for something funny. LMAO. Okay, I... Goddamn. I hate YouTube. This is good. Hey, hey, nice. You're one of my favorite comedians online, Blunty. By Duck Torchloride. Alright, so this is another example of Blunty just giving his opinion And apparently we're supposed to accept it because it's given by his characters. And of course, since he writes and directs and animates and everything, he doesn't actually debate. He just sort of gives his opinion and then reinforces it. He doesn't bother making it funny. He just wants to make some kind of stupid point about gaming that nobody actually cares about. But he wants to... Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. 5-1. Alright, I guess it's more we love, because this guy has a huge boner. Okay, Halo vs. Pokemon. This is where it started. Sorry for jerking chain before. This is where it started. Halo vs. Pokemon, Episode 4, Meat Space. First aired on Australian TV, like anyone gives a shit. Good game on ABC 2, May 22nd, 2007. That was more than a year ago. It's basically Stone Age. Who the hell finds this entertaining? I don't get it. Pokemon is better, Halo is gay-lo. From... <They're wrong. laughs> I get it. It's just... So this is what it's like to be drunk. You find that kind of shit funny. Halo is gay-lo. I actually find that funny. Red vs. Blue isn't really a Halo cartoon, just simply a show made. Alright. I like Red vs. Blue. Again, this is just Blonty making a point to himself. He's acting like he's making it. Like he's showing both sides. He's actually just showing himself. And he doesn't actually have a counterpoint, so it's kind of fucking stupid. It's like me arguing with myself, saying, hey, global warming's stupid, and then having the other character say, well, no, the world's gonna blow up, and then me saying, no, even if global warming is true, the world's not gonna blow up. And then you say, oh, I guess so, so therefore I must be right, because global warming's stupid. Which, by the way, it is. Alright. It's still going on. I'm sorry. Let's watch... Well, if my thing goes back. Motherfucking energy drink biatch / funky. Let's watch episode 2 of Meat Space. It's starting right... No, not yet. Sorry. My internet's going slow. Alright, it's starting now. Frag Junkie Enju. Kind of new. Alright. What's in the Enormalodge box? Oh! This is the gravitational field. God, I love KG. I'm assuming you're listening to this. If you're still listening, I love you. Because... I really hated this whole joke. Like, Sony's so big, it has its own gravitational field. Isn't that hilarious? Even though it's not all that big. My computer's bigger. Alright, this is fucking boring. Alright, it's only 45 seconds in, and it's boring. Alright, so I'm just gonna stop this now, because I hate Blunty. He makes some of the dumbest shit now. People who watch him, watch his new stuff and not watch his old stuff, they deserve to die. So we're almost at, 16 and a half minutes almost. It's 2:25 a.m. I have a little bit of Coca-Cola here. It's classic. The Olympics are going to start soon. It's 8:88 right now, but it's in the morning. So the Olympics haven't started. Actually, in China, I guess maybe it has. No, it's going by Eastern Standard Time. I'm looking at the Bricks and Motions site. By the way, Schleps, if that's your name, whatever. If you're not listening to this, but hopefully someone can carry it on to you. But you fucking do something, or just sell the site to someone who actually will do something. Because it's been like 2 years. Alright, not 2 years, but... It's been like all of 2008 and we haven't done anything, so... We want more than 4. Alright, and for those
who care? I am gonna do more brick films. I hope, because I'm gonna move soon. I'm moving to Astoria, Queens, and it's gonna be kind of cool. Cause it takes a long time to transmute into the city. But yeah, it's just take too long. But yeah, so Dragoon, if you are listening to this, you should get an actual high speed internet so we can do these things together. Cause you're a hillbilly. I still have to pee. I've had to pee since I started doing this, just like 40 minutes ago. I still have to pee. I was gonna pee on air and have you guys wait while I pee, but you know, I figured I'd not do that. Yeah, I'm sorry for wasting your guys' time. So yeah, this is another edition of Dragoons thing. Podcast done by Comic Green. I don't think I ever actually specified in the first episode. I don't remember. But yeah, this is Comic Green. It's Michael Green's my real name. If you want to hang out, Night Owl, if you're listening, I think you're supposed to be. I don't know if you're coming to NYU, but if anyone's in New York, if you want to hang out, don't call me because I'm not that fun to hang out with, but I can recommend people who are fun to hang out with. But yeah, if you want to do like a podcast with me, just leave comments in the thing. I'm gonna go. So, thanks if you happen to listen to all this. For those interested, I had Franks and Beans tonight for dinner with some tortilla chips. It's a really good combination. You don't eat Franks and Beans with a fork or a spoon or anything. You just use tortilla chips to scoop them up. It really tastes pretty good. And plus with beans, it's healthy for you. It has, I don't know, potassium or whatever. It's good for your heart. And it doesn't make you fart. That's a dirty lie. I fart more often when I don't have beans, I find. I actually find when I have coffee, I fart a lot.
I'm going to stop now. I'm sorry for wasting you guys' time. I'm only recording the left channel, not the right channel. So it's mono audio, but you're probably listening to stereo, just for those interested in audio files out there. Alright, I'll talk to you later. This is going to be my last podcast under this vodka-induced drunkenness. Next time I'm going to be under rum and going to make sure I'm a lot more drunk. Hopefully a lot more funny. I'm hot because I turned off the air conditioning so that I could get kind of good audio. If you want to hear, I'm gonna end this thing with the sound of my PC so you can hear what that sounds like. I only have a few fans in there, but you can hear it. Alright, so I love you guys. Yeah, so here's my PC.